Okay, so I think I got all this shit wrong. I think I did. You know how we're all trying to figure out this whole motherhood and career thing? Yeah. So, like, how do we actually make these two work together? And let's just forget for a second this whole balance thing. Let's just put that on the side burner for a little bit because I feel like that just sets us up to feel like we're failing before we even start. And I know that pressure can be incredibly overwhelming because it is for me. So we're going to ditch that idea for a second, and instead we're going to dive into integration. And I read this really great article with Queen Bey, Beyonce, the one and only. So I really want to talk about it, and let's get started. It's really weird for me to talk about this, especially talking about when I'm trying to move away from balance, right? Because we've all been driven towards balance. Let's balance our diets. Let's balance our lives. Let's balance our careers. Instead of keeping these two things of balancing motherhood and career perfectly separate, which is a mistake that I've made, I've actually read an article with Beyonce where integrating both of them in your life is the best way to do it. And that was an aha moment. That was the light bulb moment for me. And you know what? I was sick this whole month, followed by my daughter. And I think now my husband thinks he's going to get sick this weekend. I don't really know. But this whole getting sick has really made it impossible to get things done around here. And I don't know what it is about the holidays this year, but ever since Thanksgiving, I'm trying to recover from some type of virus. I don't know what virus I'm on right now. And this morning was the first morning that I started feeling some sort of normal. And I took myself to literally 100% because I thought I could girl boss it and literally just actually do everything. And I saw the clock and I'm like, I could do it all today. And that's when I realized I got it wrong. And then I disappointed myself and now I feel like shit. Like, for instance, I had to record this yesterday and I left this episode recording for last minute. And that was my fault. Because I've literally been trying to recover from this flu, and then every single day I feel different because it's a different virus. I don't even know. But anyway, I got it wrong. I disappointed myself. I got it wrong, and I'm owning up to that mistake. And in talking about balance, right? Whenever I think of balance, I know that we're implying an equal distribution of time or effort between two areas. Like, oh, we're gonna do 50% work, 50% family. Balance it all, right? But that is literally impossible. And I think I figured out the reason why I'm stressed out half the time because things don't really go as planned. If I give 51% work and then 49% for family, I'm gonna feel like utter shit, right? Instead, that's not how it works. Instead, I should be integrating my career and family so the two can coexist and complement each other in a way that works for me, right? And in this case, in a way that works for you, because that would be the key. And how would that look like? Well, let's say you want to bring to child your child to work related events. Like this year, I had to bring my daughter to a work-related conference and I had no other option. The conference required me to be there for 4 days. I'm not going to be away for 4 days out of town without my daughter. So that can actually be something that may not work for you, but it works for me. So again, the key to everything and the secret to everything is not what someone else is doing. It's whatever works for you. And I feel like once we're comfortable with that idea, I think a lot of moms will figure out how to get around this whole hurdle. And instead of scratch balance, more of integrating your career and family so that both of them can coexist happily together. And also, I feel like we need to recognize that some days one area might demand more attention than the other, and that's okay. So that's why I want to talk about Beyonce, my Queen Bey herself. So she did a GQ interview where she even admitted that she struggles to juggle everything. People, let's really talk about this. She is talking about feeling the pressure. If Beyonce is feeling the pressure, that's hardcore. And I'm glad that she's talking about it, and I'm not gonna put her down because a lot of people could say, well, she has resources and she's superhuman and she has all this help and stuff. Guys, she's saying this is hard. And I feel like that really humanized her for me. And I'm glad that she brought that up because it is hard. And honestly, it feels validating for someone to say it because I feel like if we don't say it, then everyone's gonna think like, it's totally fine. It's just a little hard. Just get over it. So Beyoncé isn't trying to separate her career and family in a way that creates stress and unrealistic expectations. She understands that, right? So instead, she takes deliberate and thoughtful actions to ensure that both her family and her career kind of coexist in a way that works for her. Hence, she integrates. For her, it may look like something like she schedules her tours around her kids' school breaks, which I think she mentioned in the interview, and she also brings them along with her on the road. Again, may not work for you, may not work for me, but it works for her. And this concept of intentional integration means that she's constantly designing her life so that her work and family don't feel like competing forces. And I feel like that's something that we really need to look at. Instead, we can look at career and family in something that they support and complement each other. So the whole takeaway from all of this, that instead of focusing on achieving this perfect balance, right, which is not realistic, we should structure our life and our businesses and our family in a way that matters most to us, right? On our terms. And I feel like this approach could be really inspiring and also potentially send a message to other moms out there to think beyond societal norms and consider how they can create an empowering environment for their kids and for themselves, even if those environments look different from what it is conventional, right? So it's a reminder that we can adapt and excel because we live in a day and age where opportunities, we can explore opportunities and we can explore our passions and talents. And it's okay, it's normal. Now, in talking about Beyoncé integrating family into her career, I feel like is an amazing, inspiring story. And I think so many moms can relate to this feeling of also being pulled in so many different directions. We're always trying to make it work. And we're always, you know, there's this pressure in society that puts on women to just bounce back after having kids. It's no big deal. Just integrate, reintegrate into work life. You'll be fine. And that's just not realistic. And what I love most about this story, and particularly Beyoncé's story, is that how it challenges the idea of balance, okay? We're not aiming for some 50-50 split between work and family. Instead, we should be more open. We should be talking more about how to fulfill ourselves across different areas in our lives, right? Because doesn't that feel much more attainable? I mean, I think it does, right? Because we're shifting our focus from perfection to something more realistic and finding a way to feel fulfilled in all the roles that us as moms play in a day. I mean, think about it. Without trying to do it perfectly, we should talk about it more often. And at the end of the day, it's about taking intentional steps and redefining what success looks like for you. This was a game changer for me, and I can't wait to try this new change and put this new me into effect because I'm tired of juggling everything perfectly. And I'm tired about making it work in a way that feels, oh, it has to be perfect. And if it's not perfect, scratch off everything and let's start from the beginning. And what all of this really means is that we have an opportunity to blend work and family instead of keeping them completely separate. And just recognizing that life in general isn't going to be perfectly divided. And that's okay. Maybe success isn't about keeping work in one box and then family in another box, right? It's about figuring out how to make them work together. And here's the big part, actually. It's about creating a life that feels good for you on your terms. There is no special secret. Not what society's telling you, not what Instagram is telling you. It's about defining what success means for you. And if that means prioritizing your family right now, that's great. If that means going all in on your career, that's great too. You don't have to follow someone else's playbook. And I feel like that's something that we're looking for. We're looking for a playbook and trying to figure out like, well, if this person did it, it will work for us. And as I've been building this business, right? 9 to 5 mom with a pod. I've been building this podcast, this brand of mine, right? Which is really a passion of mine. I've come to realize that success is a multi-part system. It's not about like, okay, well, I make videos or I record episodes. So it's so, so much more than that. And I have to show up every single day and do the work. And I'm not talking about like, oh, it's so exciting to have a podcast. No, no, no. There's the unglamorous behind the scenes work that actually makes my job more meaningful, but you still have to do it. And this journey isn't easy. and it will never be linear. And I feel like that's something that you have to understand. And some days you'll feel like you're making progress and you're doing great, and other days you'll feel like utter crap and shit. And it will feel like you're barely holding your shit together. So the key to all of that is that you need to show up and you need to stay consistent. Even when it's hard, you have to choose your hard. It's hard to be broke, it's hard to be rich, but you have to choose what hard you're going to be. So that consistency, even the messy ones, because it is going to be messy, it's going to be unpredictable, and it's going to be batshit crazy at times, but that's what moves the needle. You have to show up. So maybe the focus shouldn't be just escaping something that you don't like. Like, don't think of it, oh, well, I got to get the hell out of my 9-to-5 job because I have to chase this perfect balance that doesn't exist. Okay. But maybe it is about leaning into the work, right? Being more intentional about what you're doing and building the systems that support your goals, right? Taking small, consistent steps forward. And as you start creating something that feels sustainable and fulfilling for you, trust me, the rest will work out. And that's what's been happening with me. And that's where I think the real key lies, because I literally forget trying to keep everything perfectly separate. And at times I try to do it all. And that's when I can never embrace the beautiful chaos in life. And I feel like that's what we should be doing. Embrace the beautiful chaos, lean into it, because integration isn't about perfection. It's about making it work in a way that feels right to you. And I'll admit, it's even been difficult for me to let out this passionate beast inside of me, because I am a passionate beast and I have a passion. But as I record more episodes, I feel like I'm getting more raw and more honest. And honestly, that is who I truly am. And I know sometimes I want to fit into the mold and I'm trying to be, you know, I'm learning how to break free from all of that and just show up as my real, authentic, and unfiltered self. Anyway, I hope you continue to join me on whatever the hell this journey is, because honestly, I don't even know where this is going. Right now, I know that my brand is one thing, but who knows what this will become. I'm still working on it. And all I do know is that I feel like I'm doing the right thing. And I feel like I am taking the right steps. I'm learning that you have to talk to the right people and navigate the systems in place. There is a hierarchy in all aspects of life, and that's okay. Let's just live with it, learn with it, and figure out how to work around it. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive, and remember to embrace the chaos and keep showing up. And until next time, we have so many amazing guests. I can't wait.